Shinyud Siv Beis. Ein shum oichel tolosh aroi lachila muksa b'shabbos. There's no edible fruit which is not on the tree anymore and was not on the tree in the beginning of Shabbos. That is muksa. Tzmarim ushkeim shapeiros ha'omgil nesroya. Even if you have dates and almonds and other fruit that was set aside for selling, a person has a store, a fruit store. Even so, we don't say it's muksa. It's still mutal lechel mehem b'shabbos. You can eat from them on Shabbos, because even though the person intended to sell them, but he has always in the back of his mind that he may use them. And that is because we pass from Rabbi Shimon that this type of haktor is not enough to make it muktzah. So once again, even food products that are made to be sold are not muktzah. The person put wheat into the ground. Now the assumption over here is that this wheat is edible as is, otherwise it will be muktzah even without that. Like the dry kernels of wheat that you can't eat are muktzah. But here's talking about it's soft enough to be eaten. So even though you put in the ground to plant them, there is not muktzah. And Mr. Brew brings here from the Meiri to be miyash of a question from the next simon, that here it's talking about a case where you didn't put them in the earth, you just put them on top of the earth, and they could start growing that way also. Even so, it's not muktzah since they did not take root yet. Beitin shetachas hatana goylis, an egg underneath a chicken is also mutal taltal, provided they were laid before Shabbos. Chay tamar malakutim koydim bishulim koydim moysim v'salim imizbashim me'aleim. Also dates that are picked before they ripen, they put them into baskets to ripen them. Mutal lechel mayim koydim bishulim, you can eat them even before they ripened, because they are to a certain degree edible the way they were. A person who takes figs and grapes and he puts them in a certain place to dry them out, so initially they're edible as figs and grapes, eventually they're going to be dried figs and raisins, but in the interim process they're not edible. So over here they are muksa, they become not edible before they dry out in the interim stage. He knows he's putting them away in a situation he won't be able to use them until they dry out. He's not sure when they will dry out. They have two things going against them. I took something and I pushed it away from my use. And they're also not usable, then it's muktzah. Opinions that say that the whole problem books is by a Jew. A Jew is Masiach Das from something that will not be usable on the onset of Shabbos, and he's not clear when it will be usable. But a Goy, there's no concept of muksa by a Goy. So if a Goy brings you raisins, even though you know that they were dried in the course of the day, it's not a problem of muksa. That is the opinion of the Rambo. Mr. Brew brings various Achreinim, Beis Meir, that says that he does not agree with Ramo over here, because over here, Lamaisa, this is something that was pushed off from use and it wasn't usable. And also Shulchan Aruch Rab passes like the Beis Meir. So he wants to say that the Ramo, which is saying Grogis and Samukim are permitted, is only if they were already partially edible even before Shabbos. So the bottom line is that to Machlekes HaPoiskim, that a Goy who has these Grogis and Samukim, has these things that were not edible at the beginning of Shabbos, are they muksa for the Jew or not? And for sure, if a guy had a tree and he picked it off his tree on Shabbos, that for sure would have a status of muksa.